Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio. Senator J.D. Vance's biography. J.D. Vance, born James David Vance on August 2, 1984, in Middletown, Ohio, is a Republican U.S. senator representing Ohio. Vance's rise to prominence began even before he entered politics, as the author of the widely acclaimed memoir Hillbilly Elegy. Published in 2016, the memoir offered an unfiltered look at the economic challenges, cultural identities, and deep-seated struggles within working-class America. Vance's story reflects a unique journey through hardship, personal transformation, and resilience, qualities that now shape his political philosophy. Growing up in a working-class family, Vance's early years were far from stable. His mother struggled with addiction, and he moved between homes, often spending time with his grandparents, whom he credits for providing a stable and supportive presence in his life. His grandmother, in particular, instilled in him values of hard work, education, and perseverance, which became central to his personal and professional development. These formative experiences gave Vance a first-hand perspective on the struggles of families in Ohio's Rust Belt and rural Appalachia. Following high school, Vance enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps, where he served in Iraq as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom. His military service was a pivotal chapter in his life, exposing him to a world beyond Ohio and helping him develop leadership skills, discipline, and a sense of purpose. After completing his service, he returned to the U.S. and attended Ohio State University, where he earned a bachelor's degree in political science and philosophy. This was followed by Yale Law School, an experience that further broadened his worldview. During his time at Yale, Vance was encouraged by one of his professors to write about his personal experiences growing up in a struggling community. As he reflected on his upbringing, he realized how deeply the economic challenges facing the Rust Belt and Appalachia were embedded in cultural and familial dynamics. These reflections led him to write Hillbilly Elegy, which quickly became a bestseller. The memoir struck a chord across the political spectrum, sparking conversations about the socioeconomic struggles facing rural and working-class Americans. In the years following the publication of Hillbilly Elegy, Vance moved to Silicon Valley, where he worked in the tech industry and as a venture capitalist. In 2019, he co-founded Narya Capital, a venture capital firm focused on investing in tech startups and companies outside of the traditional Silicon Valley bubble, particularly in the Midwest and Rust Belt. His time in Silicon Valley gave him insights into the broader economic challenges and opportunities for innovation, especially as they related to revitalizing economically depressed areas in Ohio and other Rust Belt states. In 2021, Vance declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, running to fill the Ohio seat being vacated by retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman. His campaign focused on economic nationalism, cultural conservatism, and strengthening American industry. Supported by high-profile conservative figures and endorsed by former President Donald Trump, Vance won the Republican primary and subsequently the Senate seat in the 2022 midterm elections. Since taking office, Senator J.D. Vance has built a platform focused on economic revitalization, border security, and defending conservative cultural values. He has emerged as a vocal advocate for policies that seek to balance economic growth with national security and aims to prioritize the needs of working and middle-class Americans over elite interests. His journey from a working-class Ohio town to Silicon Valley and now to Washington, D.C., has made him a unique figure in the Senate, where he leverages his personal and professional experiences to advocate for policies that resonate with many Ohioans and conservatives nationwide. Why people support Senator J.D. Vance? Senator J.D. Vance has garnered substantial support from Ohioans and conservatives across the country, in large part due to his compelling personal story and his commitment to addressing the needs of working-class Americans. One of the primary reasons for Vance's popularity is his authentic connection to the struggles of working-class families. His personal story of growing up in a struggling family and overcoming adversity resonates deeply with many Ohioans who feel they are often overlooked by Washington. Because he experienced these challenges firsthand, many believe that he genuinely understands the economic and cultural difficulties facing families in regions like the Rust Belt and Appalachia. His supporters see him as a political figure who does not just talk about hardship but has lived it, making him relatable and trustworthy in their eyes. Vance's focus on economic nationalism is another reason for his strong support. Throughout his campaign and in his legislative priorities, he has advocated for policies that protect American workers, such as reshoring manufacturing jobs, implementing tariffs to protect domestic industries, and reducing the nation's reliance on foreign production, particularly in strategic sectors like technology and pharmaceuticals. In Ohio, where the decline of manufacturing has hit communities hard, many appreciate Vance's commitment to bringing jobs back to the state and restoring economic opportunities. Another factor in Vance's appeal is his stance on cultural conservatism and his advocacy for traditional values. In his campaign and Senate term, Vance has addressed topics such as family stability, the impact of addiction, and the importance of patriotism. He often speaks about the importance of faith, family, and community values, which resonate with many Ohioans who feel these aspects of American life are increasingly under attack from progressive social policies. His traditionalist perspective on cultural issues has made him a favored figure among conservative voters seeking a return to core American values. Vance's stance on immigration and border security is another reason for his support base. He has advocated for policies that strengthen the U.S. border, reduce illegal immigration, and prioritize American workers in immigration policy decisions. Vance has argued that high levels of illegal immigration place a burden on local communities and depress wages for American workers, a message that resonates with constituents who see the economic impact of immigration firsthand. This position aligns with the views of many in the state who prioritize border security as a national security issue. Finally, Vance's supporters appreciate his ability to bring a fresh, outsider perspective to the Senate. Coming from a background outside of traditional politics, with experience in both military service and the tech industry, Vance is seen as a candidate who is not beholden to the status quo. Many voters appreciate his willingness to challenge both political parties on issues he believes are critical to the American people, making him a unique and independent voice for Ohio in the Senate. Why people don't support Senator J.D. Vance? Despite his popularity among certain constituencies, Senator J.D. Vance has also faced criticism from a range of groups and individuals who disagree with his views or question his approach to governance. One of the primary criticisms of Vance is his stance on immigration and border security. While his emphasis on securing the border resonates with many conservatives, others feel that his hardline approach lacks compassion for those seeking asylum or a better life in the United States. Critics argue that his policies may ignore the complex realities of immigration, particularly for individuals fleeing violence or economic hardship, and they believe that a more comprehensive immigration reform approach is needed. Another area of criticism is Vance's shift in political alignment in recent years. Earlier in his career, Vance was critical of then-presidential candidate Donald Trump, but he later aligned closely with Trump during his Senate campaign. For some voters, this change has raised questions about his authenticity and political principles, with critics arguing that he may have adopted certain positions out of political convenience rather than genuine conviction. Vance's approach to cultural conservatism and his critique of progressive social policies have also drawn criticism from those who feel his views are too rigid or out of touch with modern societal needs. His opposition to LGBTQ+ rights and his strong stance on religious values have led some to view him as too focused on traditionalist positions, which may not reflect the diverse perspectives within Ohio's urban and younger populations. These constituents often feel that Vance's views do not fully respect the changing social landscape in Ohio. Another point of contention is Vance's connection to the tech industry and venture capital, as some critics argue that his time in Silicon Valley contradicts his populist message. Though he has stated his commitment to bringing tech investment to middle America, some Ohioans feel that his venture capital background aligns him more with wealthy elites than with working-class values. Critics argue that Vance's support for technology-driven economic growth does not fully address the needs of traditional industries and workers who may struggle with the impacts of automation and tech disruption. Finally, some constituents view Vance as too extreme in his approach to American foreign policy. His stance on reducing U.S. involvement abroad and prioritizing domestic issues over international alliances has been controversial, with some seeing it as too isolationist. Critics argue that Vance's approach risks weakening U.S. influence on the global stage, potentially jeopardizing international stability and American economic interests abroad. These criticisms reflect the diverse opinions within Ohio's electorate, highlighting the challenges Vance faces in balancing his populist message with the realities of representing a broad and evolving constituency. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.